Most churchgoers no longer pro-life. A wake-up call for the American church. By Jeff Bayard, content manager, Virginia Christian Alliance. When culture catechizes louder than the church, even God's people forget who gives life. There was a time when the church in America spoke with one voice on the sanctity of life. From the smallest country chapel to the largest suburban campus, the message was clear. Every human life, born and unborn, is sacred, created in the image of God. But according to a recent Family Research Council survey, those convictions are fading. The findings reveal a shift so dramatic it should stop every pastor, elder, and believer in their tracks. The survey that should shake the pews. A new study conducted by the Family Research Council, in partnership with researcher George Barna, shows that the percentage of regular churchgoers who identify as pro-life has plummeted, from 63% in 2023 to just 43% in 2025. Download the PDF here. In that same time, those identifying as pro-choice have climbed from 22% to 35%. The data represent believers who attend church at least once a month, 65% of them weekly. That's not a poll of the unchurched. It's a snapshot of the faithful. Watch the interview. Watch. Todd Starnes speaks with David Clausen, director of the Center for Biblical Worldview at the Family Research Council, about the decline in pro-life conviction among churchgoers and what it reveals about discipleship in America's pulpits. Video. Most churchgoers no longer pro-life, Todd Starnes show, featuring David Clausen, Family Research Council. Clausen warns that the culture has been catechizing and disciplining people in our churches. Especially millennials and Gen Z, in other words, when the church grows quiet, the culture fills the silence. The result? A generation of believers who love Jesus but are unsure when life begins, or whether defending it is still part of the gospel's call. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. What God says about life. Long before surveys and polls, God spoke plainly. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27, you knit me together in my mother's womb. Psalm chapter 139 verse 13, life begins in the mind and will of God. It is not a human right granted by government. It is a divine reality declared by the Creator. To be pro-life is not a political label. It is a confession of faith. It is saying, I believe what God says about himself and about us. The culture of death creeps into the church. When believers stop hearing about life from their pastors, they start learning about it from the world. Clausen noted that just 44% of churchgoers heard a sermon or teaching on abortion in the last year, even in the wake of Roe v. Wade being overturned. That statistic tells a heartbreaking story. The culture was loud. The NBA and NFL issued statements. Politicians and celebrities took sides. But many pulpits stayed silent. And in that silence, the next generation learned to see abortion not as sin, but as a personal issue. They learned to see life as optional, instead of sacred. This is the discipleship crisis Clausen describes, a church losing its moral vocabulary because it fears controversy more than compromise. The gospel of life. The sanctity of life is not a social issue. It is the gospel made visible. When Jesus declared, I came that they may have life, and have it abundantly. John chapter 10 verse 10, he wasn't just promising heaven. He was revealing his heart for all human existence. Every child formed in the womb, every elderly soul gasping for breath, every life the world deems unwanted, Christ has already declared wanted, loved, and redeemable. To defend life is to proclaim that Christ still reigns over creation. What Christians must do. David Clausen doesn't scold pastors, he diagnoses the problem. There is a hunger, he says. God's people are hungry for what God's word says on these issues. His appeal is simple, teach to the test. That means sermons that recover biblical clarity. Discipleship that trains the next generation to discern truth from cultural counterfeit. Churches that speak with both conviction and compassion to the post-abortive woman, the confused teen, and the fearful couple considering IVF. The problem is not that people don't want truth, it's that they aren't hearing it consistently. And when they do hear it, they respond. Clausen noted that the majority of regular churchgoers want more worldview training on life, sexuality, and biblical morality. The field is ready. The shepherds must lead. Hope and a watchman's warning. This isn't the time to despair. It's the time to speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Proverbs chapter 31 verses 8-9. A watchman doesn't sound the trumpet to condemn the city, but to save it. The tears come because he loves the people inside the walls. So let the church rise again with tears of compassion and a voice of truth. Let our pulpits recover the courage to declare that life is sacred because God is holy. Let pastors teach the word boldly and believers defend life graciously. Because silence is not compassion, and indifference is not mercy. To love our neighbor as ourselves begins in the womb. Resources and links. Family Research Council, Center for Biblical Worldview. Todd Starnes Show, Most Churchgoers No Longer Pro-Life Interview. Watch on YouTube, Virginia Christian Alliance, Sanctity of Life. Scripture references, Genesis chapter 1 verse 27, Psalm chapter 139 verses 13 to 16, John chapter 10 verse 10, Proverbs chapter 31 verses 8 to 9. Write like a watchman warning the city, but with tears for those inside the walls. For the glory of God and the defense of life. Jeff Bayard.